Well, Arjunon, talking about the world of business, and we cannot not talk about business without talking about the film industry, which really received a shot in the arm in the last couple of weeks. Give us an update on Walking with Herb.
Right. So picking up on our conversation last week, we've had New Line Cinema and Warner Brothers producing larger budget productions in the region with money from outside the state. Walking with Herb is a 90% locally financed film production.
Oh, it's 90%. Interesting.
90%. Yeah, 90%. So the investor group that is now completed raising all of the money required to produce Mark Medoff's new film with director Ross Marks is 90% coming from within the community.
That's interesting. So, you know, again, in thinking about putting these productions together, you got to think about funding. You can't just go out and start shooting. And, you know, there's a lot of process. There's a big process that comes together. And funding is key.
It's long. And what often can happen if you're producing an independent film is that you need help raising the budget to make your movie. And so you end up giving away a lot of control to distributors who come in and say, we'll give you money to make your film if you give us this, 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 and this. These guys don't have to do that. So Mark Medoff and Ross Marks have a local production company that is already – they're actually turning away investors now at this point because they've got what they need to make the movie on their own terms.
And what's interesting about it is they got some pretty interesting names to go with the project. You've got George Lopez that has agreed to participate, and he's going to be coming to our community to do the shooting.
George Lopez, Edward James Olmos.
That's right, Edward James Olmos.
A lot of people probably remember him from Battlestar Galactica and other things. Mary
McConnell.
Selena. This is part of how you make your film more valuable while it's still in production is you say, okay, we've lined up these well-known names and this talent for the project.
Okay, that's great news. Give us an update in the upcoming weeks to see where the project is headed. We're in the process of inviting Ross Marks into our studios to come in and talk about the project. We're pretty excited about that as well.
It's terrific, and we just need to point out they plan to have 80 people working on the crew, and they're hoping for 40 local hires as well as 6 local actors playing speaking roles and being paid to do that. So this is an economic story as well as a creative story.
We do want to say that the author of the book is Joe Bullock.
Joe Bullock, well-known local banker, graduate of NMSU. Mm-hmm. And this was a book that he wrote on his own with input from his good friend Mark Medoff. And from what I understand, Mark's screenplay adapts it and spins a completely new story based on the novel.
Okay, well, congratulations to those guys doing a lot of great work for our community. Let's talk about Instacart. What is this? I mean, my God, every time I turn around, there's something new that I don't even understand.
Instacart is a very large nationwide grocery delivery network. This is sort of like Uber or some of these other services that you can get through an app on your phone. You can go to Albertsons, CVS, or other retailers that Instacart partners with, shop online, and arrange to have your order delivered to you. This is a great service for people who are homebound for any reason.
Oh, I see. Okay. I didn't think about it as people that are homebound. I just thought about people that didn't want to get out of the house.
Well, that would be me, and I would certainly find that useful for my own purposes. But really, this also fills an actual need.
Okay, that's really interesting. And do you know if any local grocers are participating?
Albertsons. Albertsons partners with them nationwide, as well as CVS and a number of other retailers. You can actually find out by going to Instacart.com or downloading the app. I will tell you that the website is very aggressive about trying to get you to register, but if you click around, you can get information.
Okay. Briefly, what's new?
What's new is this column that used to run every week in the Sun News, and it was short tips about things that are opening, things that are closing, businesses that are changing hands. And we're reviving that so that we can get more tips from the community about what's going on so we can tell people. You're driving around and you're like, what's that they're building over there? We want to be able to tell you that.
Okay. Briefly, Southwest Cash and Carry.
Southwest Cash and Carry, which is located on Main Street and Three Crosses, just north of town. They haven't changed hands, but they have rebranded themselves. So they're called Shamrock Food Service Warehouse. It's the same owners and the same great service. It's just they're having a ribbon. They just had a ribbon cutting, actually, and new signage, but it's still the same warehouse store for groceries, meat, and restaurant supplies.
And no membership dues.
And there are no membership fees. Very important.
Okay. Arjunan, we'll talk to you next week.
Ciao.